The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'er brachas, sope, birchas al hamichya. Shalom, we have eaten a nutritious sope. Taminim zaynas. Maybe even some of the Shiras Aminim, some grapes, pomegranate, date, and all the other fruits and vegetables, meat, fish, dairy products. Now we're coming to the Brocha Acharona. We know that the only Brocha, which is Midoraisa, is the Brocha Acharona Anasuda, Beir Samozen, like we read in the Torah, V'chalto, V'savoto, V'rachto, V'shem Elikecho, Halo, Tatoiva, Ashenos Anoch. In other words, the main bracha relating to food is after we have the pleasure of eating the food, to relate that pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we eat, we're directing ourselves, but we didn't yet have the pleasure. But now that we indulge in that pleasure, we have to take that pleasure and use it for the right purpose. Because if the pleasure becomes an end in itself, a person just running after pleasures, taking himself away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, away from his purpose in life. Life is not just here to eat and drink and be merry. We're supposed to be full of simcha, l'sa'anig al Hashem, but that's exactly what we're doing. We're taking this pleasure that we had and now converting it into a way of having a deeper appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Birchas HaMazon Be'etzem has within it not only the Baruch on the Mazon itself and the food. The Birchas HaMazon has a second Baruch on Eretz Yisrael and the third Baruch on the Binyan Yerushalayim V'Ashras HaShechina. And they're all interconnected. Alamicha is a bracha achzamein shalosh. It's a one bracha that contains all those three components of the bracha birchas hamazon. It even has at the end kiat toiv ameitiv lakol, which is connected to the fourth bracha to rabbanon of atoiv ameitiv. It has all those components. There are even shitas that hold it. Alamicha is deraisa. We pass him mikirden as the rabbanon. But once again, when we had our meal or even a snack that has mezainus in it. And that mazon, and the nutrition that we got out of it, and the enjoyable experience, we say the bracha that is uplifting it from just being potentially a selfish physical experience to being something that connects us with the nisin hatoiva, the one who gave it all to us. And therefore, like we're saying the whole idea that this mazon was given to us as a gift from Hashem. And we also mentioned Eretz Yisrael, that the physical land of Eretz Yisrael is also a gift from Hashem. Those of us that are zeichut to live here have to remind ourselves of a special akosat teif we have to have. Even people who are not yet here, we have to realize that this is the natural state of Klal Yisrael, to be in this Eretz HaMekudesh, in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. And the tachlis of all this is that we should be able to be Eved Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, with the final stage of Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which is what we're all yearning for and davening for, and we mentioned so many times in the course of the day, even after we eat, had a snack, some mezainis, remind himself, the tachlis is Beis HaMikdash, which basically means Ashras HaShechina and Klal Yisrael. Now, there's a very interesting part of the bracha, which we want to focus on today. We say, Lechol Mipir Mizoyotua. The wonderful land that Hashem gave to us, Shiftiso, Hashem's chosen land, simple translation of the word sounds like Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael so we should eat from the fruit and be satiated from the goodness, which is a little interesting. The Birchas HaMazon, when we say the Bracha Aretz, we mention the mitzvahs, Torah, Bris, that the vade, the tachlis, that the goal. Over here, the only thing we mention, we don't mention word about Torah mitzvahs. We just mention lechem opinions by Tuva. The truth is that the Torah brings even opinion that holds that says he shouldn't say it. It says, "Ein lo imra she'ein lachmoid eretz ha'aretz b'shvil pirei v'tuva el l'kayim mitzvahs atluyos bo." The reason why Eretz Yisrael is a chosen land, and we so much want to have a part of that land, is not for the fruit. It's for the mitzvahs atluyos bo. And that's him. This opinion is based on a Gemara in Sota that says Moshe Rabbeinu was nisava. He had a tremendous desire to come to Eretz Yisrael, and says he didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael just for the fruit. He wanted to come there for the kaimis and mitzvahs at Lisbon. So what is this that we're saying? Lechem appeal is to a mitzvah the nusach that was accepted in Klal Yisrael is to say that. But once again, the simple reading of the pasuk is saying we want to come to Eretz Yisrael to eat from the fruit and be satiated. So the Bach, one of the Mefoshim on the Tour, one of the great Achreinim, says, Avada, this Nusach is very accurate. And he says an amazing thing. He says that Eretz Yisrael is the Holy Land. Eretz HaMekudeshes. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give potentially, Eretz Yisrael has such a high level of Kedusha. The Kedusha is not just limited to the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the central place of Hashem's Hashchina. The Kedusha permeates the entire land, including the fruit of the land. The entire country, the earth of Eretz Yisrael, that's Kedusha, and in Mela, when we have that intense level of Hashem's Hashchina, which is permeating the entire country of Eretz Yisrael, then the fruit that grows there are Yoinkim Mikdushas Hashchina, Hashuchenes Bekerva Oretz. They themselves derive spiritual energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina when Hashem is being mashed.
Kol Halashon.
The Shechina on the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he says. The Torah says you have to be careful how you behave in Eretz Yisrael. It says, then the Pasha's Masai. Leitetame esa'oretz asheratem yoishim bo she'ani shuichin b'suicho ke'ani Hashem shuichin b'suich b'nei Yisrael. Be careful, do not do Averis. If you do Averis, you can have a time of the land. The land is a potential place for me to be Sheikhin, Tashem, Kavi Yochel, Imash, Shechina, and the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. If you do Averis, that Rachman Aslan pushes away the Shechina. And that's Rachman Aslan, what happens. That's the Golas. Yeah. So it's all totally in us. If Klal Yisrael behaves the way we should, then there's Hashem's Hashchina in the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. Ad kedei kach, that affects the fruit. The person eats the fruit and becomes more spiritual, more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more uplifted just by eating the fruit. Like Dovi Yirmiyahu said, Heichel Hashem Heimo. Bnei Yisrael are like a base of Mikdash. When we behave as we should, then just like Hashem is Matri the Shechina, on the base of Mikdash, he's mashrit upon us, and he's mashrit on everything around us. And the Mimele, everything we even put into our body, makes it more intense, Hashem's Hashchina. That's what he's saying. That when we say, the Alam Micha was saying, that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael to have such a high level of Hashem's Hashchina in Eretz Yisrael, that it even affects the food that we eat. And the act of eating is a natural thing of giving us a deeper Hashem's Hashchina, that lofty spiritual feeling of closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from eating this type of fruit. We mamish feel connected with the fruit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is an amazing thing that we are reminding ourselves of when we finished eating whatever we ate, amazonis, or one of the Shiva Saminim, or wine, grape juice, whatever it is, and the Shiva Saminim that are Ishtaberch Be'em Eretz Yisrael, they're considered deep areas of Eretz Yisrael. And they're not only, each one of these pears has a high level of nutrients and physical good things and good taste, but the Bach is telling us, when Chazal stressed the point that we were given Eretz Yisrael, Lechem Pirus Bo'yutufa, is expressing to us what Eretz Yisrael can be and what the food of Eretz Yisrael can be and what eating can be. That's what thanking Hashem and reminding ourselves. Like we said, every bracha is putting us back into clarity of what I am and what the world is all about. And that's what we're saying. We recognize that Hashem, you gave us this mazon that we just ate. But the goal of it is that we should be on such a level that Hashem's Shechina should be kavayocha b'toicha hateiris, within the grains and the fruit that we're eating. That's what we say afterwards, that Hashem should build the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll be oichel v'pira v'kedusha v'torah. That'll be when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Hashros HaShechina, the Nenachalami. Then the eating of the payers will be on that higher level of kedusha v'taira. We don't have it yet, but as much as we can, it's up to us. It depends how we relate to what we eat. If we relate to what we eat as just physical indulgence, and then when we finish with it, we just run out to our next thing in life and don't even thank Hashem, chas v'shalom, not to make a bracha. But even if we do make the bracha and just do it as mitzvah sanosh and milumodo, just do it without thinking what we're saying, which unfortunately is so common, that we just ramble the bracha. If we take out just, we're talking about a few seconds, half a minute, to pay attention. What happened now? I just ate the food. I don't want that food just to be in a physical endeavor. I want it to be something that is Moisef Gedusha, Moisef, my Hakos HaToiv, my appreciation for all the goodness that Hashem gave me. And by doing so, the Nechanami, even though we're not in the state of Gula, we're not in the state that we have that level of Ashur HaShechina that we have when we have the Beis HaMikdash, but like the Novi says, Heichel Hashem Heino, Klal Yisrael is always a certain level of a Beis HaMikdash. Wherever we are, every Jewish person is a Beis HaMikdash. And it's up to us to either eat the food, and it'll just be like any other animal eats the food, or eating the food will be some level of a kolb, and something that's like the lotion of kolb is mekayer of us, it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we should be zeicher every time we eat, but like we're saying, especially at night, suffer, we have a little more time. We're not running around as much as we are during the day. Try to take out. If even once a day we say the Alamicha with the proper kavana, it can change us in a profound fashion. I just finished eating a nutritious meal. I'm making my Alamicha now, and I'm paying attention to what I'm saying. That food is something that was given to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I appreciate it so much, both its taste and its nutrition. And I recognize by appreciating it, I'm using this food as a way of bringing myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a deeper Hashrosh Hashchin upon myself. And together with that, I'm espoused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I realize that if I do things right, so I have a certain level of Hashrosh Hashchin, a certain level of that extra tziyat and the shemai of a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm far away from what we can get. And that's why I'm espoused for Rachim, Shem Shev Rachmonos Anosen, to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach. And then we'll be not only will we have the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is the Ikar, but even we'll be able to eat the fruit in a higher level, like the Bach says, that higher level that will elevate us even higher and higher than anything we can imagine today. We should be zeicher to always have mazon b'shefa, always have abundance of food, nourishment to eat, and together with that always increase the HaKadosh HaToyv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, transform the simple supper into something that uplifts us and gives us more clarity in what we're about, what life is all about, and how much we have that ability to convert everything in life to something that brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring us schar and oil mazeh and oil mabo.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.